This is Mary Ingleby interviewing Mr. Roy Cruttendon on the 29th of May 2013 at the Travellers Club in Pall Mall. So if we could start, Roy, by you introducing yourself.
I was first commissioned in the Royal Engineers in 1944, towards the end, and posted to the Airborne Division, which had come back from Arnhem. But unfortunately, when I was there, before I could do my jumping, the division was closed because they couldn't be reinforced, and there wasn't any need for it in Gibraltar, in Germany again. So I then was posted to Italy. On the way out to Italy on the troop ship, I left from the Clyde and we went right across to the other side of the Atlantic, to almost America, to avoid the submarines, and then turned into the east to get to Gibraltar. We anchored in the bay at Gibraltar to allow reinforcements to get off the ship to go to Gibraltar itself. But I wasn't getting off and I stayed on the ship. We stayed there out in the bay for about 2 days. All night long, charges were dropped around the troop ship to avoid the frogmans from Algeciras attacking us. In the end, we took up anchor and travelled to Italy via the north coast of Africa. And I landed in Italy to join the 8th Army. Later on, after the war, I qualified as a civil engineer and joined the Admiralty. The Admiralty that I joined as a civil engineer did work in all the dockyards, and I was posted to Devonport Dockyard. And later on, I went to the headquarters of the Admiralty in London. Eventually, I was posted to Gibraltar, quite unexpectedly. And I took my family to Gibraltar again, but we didn't this time anchor in the bay, we anchored off the North Mole.
Can I just stop you just for a second, because that's great, that's a sort of little potted history of you getting to Gibraltar. But can I just take you back just to do the beginning of the interview? I just wanted to ask a little bit about you, yourself, and your background. So tell me a little bit about your parents, where your parents came from.
My father was a builder, had his own building firm in Brighton, and was in the First World War in the Royal Sussex Regiment. He was very fortunate in the fact that he was posted to Ireland most of the time and never got to France. At the beginning of the Second World War, my father volunteered for the army again, and they commissioned him in the Royal Engineers, and he was posted to bomb disposal in London. And he, when I was still at school in Brighton, he came to London and defused quite a lot of the Nazi bombs that were there. Every now and again he'd bring home fuse from the bombs to show us in Brighton. It was very interesting, but it was really a hair-raising job that he had.
And not much health and safety in those days.
No.
And what about you? When were you born, Roy?
I was born in 1925, and I never knew my mother, who died within 2 years of my birth. I had a stepmother, who I get along very well with, and I had a sister who was 7 years older than me, who used to boss me about.
Thank you, that's great. So you were born in Brighton?
Yes, and I was brought up in Brighton, and I still live in Brighton now. Every time I was posted abroad, which was not just to Gibraltar, where I had 7 years in two tours, but I spent 2 years in Nepal as well. And we always kept a house in Brighton, so the children that went to school in Brighton could come home for holidays, and we used to come home and open up the house for holidays and things like that. So I've always been attached to Brighton.
That's great, thank you. So let's move swiftly forward now to Gibraltar and this first time that you went there, which was after the war. And we could talk a little bit first, perhaps, about you were you were on the design side, but not a civil engineer, but you worked for the Admiralty, is that right?
Yeah, as a civil engineer.
Right.
The Admiralty's civil engineering department.
Does that mean that you were in the armed forces, or were you?
No, I was a civilian. The Admiralty was civilian entirely. When I was interviewed for the original post with the government, one of the people on that interview board was Royal Engineers, and he stopped the interview halfway through and said, "Why are you not applying to go into the Royal Engineers?" And my answer to that was, "I don't agree with service people mixing with civilians in the same department, so I want to go to the Admiralty." And I was then chosen to go to the Admiralty.
So why did you feel so strongly about that? The mixing with civilians and with service people? Why did you?
Well, my father was a garrison engineer during the war as a uniform person, but most of his department were civilians. So I don't think they mixed at all well.
And what was it that drew... Obviously, if your father was an engineer, is that what drew you to be an engineer too? Is that what you...
Yes, yes.
And what was the training like in those days? What did you have to do?
Well, I went to Cambridge. I had a year at Cambridge before joining the army. And at the end of the war, when I was demobbed in 1947... I applied to go back to Cambridge to finish my degree, and unfortunately I was in my 20s at that stage, and they wanted me to wait a year before I went back to Cambridge. So I decided I couldn't wait that long at my age, so I went to the local technical college and took the civil engineering exams, which I passed.
And which part of civil engineering were you particularly interested in?
Maritime, mainly. Docks and harbours and sea defences. That's why I joined the Admiralty.
So Gibraltar was a bit of a dream, really, wasn't it?
Well, the Admiralty was a good move for that in any case, because they were always with water, although they had airfields as well that some people were on. But it was more or less sea defence work and jetty work and things like that all the time. So, and for a civil engineer in the Admiralty, I had to be a qualified diver, so I took the diving course and became a qualified diver.
And where did you learn to dive?
In Chatham.
Gosh,
in the dockyard.
Really? So you were diving in very murky conditions.
Couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was really very, very dark and gloomy there. And one of the people that was on the same course with me, we were learning to use guns fired by compressed water or air. And he misaimed his gun against a pile, and the bullet went off the pile back through his helmet. And he came up with a hole in his helmet, and he was very lucky to be alive.